got Pat Sheehan here today with our pregame presser for Laurier, and we've also got Brenda Wilson, a player, here as well. And she'll be available for one-on-one interviews to talk about the Queens Invitational Volleyball. Invitational going on this weekend as well. But first, Pat, we'll start with football. Talk a little bit about Laurier. They were our only loss last season, but coming off a big win against Toronto.
Yeah, thought the guys played well last week. No question about that. We're up for a different kind of challenge this weekend. Laurier's got one of the better defensive units in the league. They're very athletic in the secondary, and they have good size on the defensive line and a very active set of linebackers. Some good experience there. Number 13, Rapinero. Number 33 is Mitchell Bosch. They're two of the premier players, I think, at their positions. As I said, a very athletic secondary, play a lot of man coverage, stood in there and ran with Ottawa's receivers last week really well. Offensively, you know, like ourselves, they're in transition. I think that they're trying to establish an identity. They've got a kind of a quarterback battle going on there. So it should be a real battle. Most teams who played at home this year have been, I think, considerably tougher at home. So this is a home game for them. We need to go into the den of the Lions and get one at an all-important time in the season. So it's a great challenge, but we're fired up for it and up to the test.
Okay, we'll take questions from the floor.
How big was last week's win, and the fact that, again, you can ride this momentum, you know, right out the door?
Well, last week was very good medicine. There was, we got a lot of touches. We had our running game was borderline sensational at a time when it really needed to be, and it acted as the foundation for a lot of good things. We got a good play action pass. We were able to keep our quarterback's world very manageable, and he turned in his performance of the year. I thought his efficiency was excellent. I thought our receiver stepped up and played quite well in the game. Defensively, we only allowed 6 first downs. Dan's kicking was on the mark. Our special teams was on the mark. Dan's a very big part of special teams. So ball placement and our special team strategy is extremely important. And, he was much better on his kickoffs last week. One to the goal line, another one to inside the 5. That was very good. So that made for great cover, better field position. I think we did all of the things that we needed to do to take care of the Toronto game. This week, you're talking about a much tougher team defensively. They'll be better on special teams, and certainly their offense is quite capable. So you have to expect that opportunities to score will be less. Okay, so you have to make the most of them when you get them, and we'll have to fight harder to stop them. So it's but it was good medicine for the team, because I think the most important 10-letter word in sports is confidence. And when you can come out and play and have some success, you feel better about yourself, you're more confident. When you're more confident, you play more aggressively. When you're more aggressive, you're going to be more successful in a sport like football. So that's pretty much the way it went down.
How's the week of practice been coming off of that good medicine game?
Well, it's been pretty good. Pretty good. I would say that there's no evidence of any letdown or I believe that the players have responded to the Toronto game appropriately. It's not a free pass to anything. Everybody understands now that we expect a very different type of battle this weekend, and the boys are working hard at it. I find it's a very focused effort this week, and quite pleased with the way the week has gone. Of course, I was very pleased about the way the week of practice against Western, too, and the results were not as formidable. But
I can see the playoff picture shaping. Like, do you think you can get up to 4?
Well, as long as we're in it, the picture looks good. Okay. All right? So that's our goal right now. So we're in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs now. Okay, every game is a game of consequence, so that's how we're approaching this. We don't want to lose any more games, and we've sort of had our opportunities to experiment. We come up a little short. We had a few games that we used as a learning experience, and now it's time to bring your A game to the ballpark every game and perform to your potential. So, or else, and that's the way our players have you know, have adjusted their attitudes, I would say. They realize that it's much more serious now. You get to this point in the year, and, you know, there's more of a load in every game, so you got to be there.
You knew you were going to beat them last week, or at least we had that feeling leaving here just talking to the players, but, I mean, that wasn't the team that knocked out of Ottawa the week before.
No. No, I don't think they played as well against us as they did against Ottawa. And but momentum is a funny thing in sports. You know, it's a difficult thing to define on any level. You know, emotional, psychological. But once things get going, they just go. And once again, it has a lot to do with the mindset of the individuals, the aggressor, the attacker. He feels invincible. The person who's losing ground, they lose confidence. They start to do simple things wrong. They make mistakes. They begin to second guess themselves, their strategy, etc. And you see it at every level. One thing that just produced a smile in the game is just when, you know, things seem to be falling apart in the game. Does Toronto mishandle a kickoff? That happens in the NFL. Just the momentum has switched. How is it that these millionaires, you know, can mishandle the kickoff when exactly when you need to get a play, you know, to get back into it? But it happens at every level, and that's because, you know, people start to, you know, just overthink things. They lose their focus or thinking about too many things, and the performance level deteriorates. So it's a phenomena that's very common in elite athletics, and I think in a number of different spheres, but certainly in football, you know, when you lose confidence, you can see the difference. And sometimes just a simple play like a kickoff return. One team is running down to kickoff cover, they look like world beaters, and the return team, they're looking like they want to get out of the way. I mean, and that's just all confidence.
Injury-wise, are you getting a little more healthy?
We are. We are getting a little bit more healthy than we have been. So there's, you know, there's reason to be optimistic that by the end of the year we'll get our full complement back in there, minus, you know, one or two guys. We'll see.
Anything else for Pat? Okay, Pat, do you want to say a couple comments about Dan Village is with us today?
Dan is a kicker. And
Dan's
you know, the kickers world is an interesting one. When you're a specialist in a team sport like this, there's you know, everybody respects the role that he plays. He's got a unique job. It's a job that not a lot of people can do. And you know, four or five entries into a ball game can make the difference. So sort of the beauty of it is that you can be the hero or you can be the goat, and you only have four or five opportunities to really do your thing. So there's a lot that you take for granted. There's a lot that we take for granted with Dan now that he's a senior player. He's been battle tested. He's made big kicks in big games, etc. But the fact of the matter is, there still needs to be perfect snap, perfect hold. You know, for him to be able to do his thing. So there is a team component. We have to block it up, etc. So Dan's performance down the stretch, okay, like it will be for a number of our veterans, will be key. And who knows? There's going to be a time, I'm sure, down the stretch here where we're going to be very glad that we put Dan Village out on the field at a key time in the ballgame. So he's had a great career. Basically had very, very humble beginnings and then has developed into a key performer at his position and is now one of the nationally ranked guys. So, and I know that a little bit has been said about this, you know, this record that's, you know, looming on the horizon. I have no doubts that he's going to break the record and be the all-time scorer here at Queens. That's going to happen. He just needs to sort of stay relaxed and do his job. It's not going to come any sooner or any quicker because he gets revved up about it. He has to get opportunities to go out there and do his thing and to go out and perform at his level. And if he does that, I mean, I have no doubts that he'll be in the record books for quite some time and make you know, another key contribution to a successful run.
Okay, before we wrap, maybe just talk about the three OUA athletes of the week on football side, and then Justin going getting the CIS dog.
Yeah, I think it's a fairly fortuitous bounce that we would get all three OUA players of the week. I thought that Justin certainly had a terrific outing against U of T. He had 6 touchdown passes. His completion percentage was above 80%. But more importantly, he stayed calm and poised throughout the entire game. He was very much in command from the get-go. He's very relaxed in the pocket. And the numbers that he produced, along with his teammates, were very indicative of that. I think Sam Sabrin is just having a magnificent year. For a freshman player to be leading the nation in tackling, after 6 weeks in, is pretty extraordinary. And he just continues to get better. And, I think there are going to be a lot of good days ahead for him here in the program. So we had 3 tremendous individual performances and several others, too. I don't think you have a game like that without having a number of key contributors. But those guys were singled out for what they did, and it was exemplary.